Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. A new study by researchers at UL has revealed an extraordinarily high burden of kidney disease in older individuals in Ireland that suffer from common chronic conditions. The researchers also found that economic and societal factors had an influence as well, with medical card holders and unemployed individuals far more likely to have kidney disease. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Professor Austin Stack, who's senior author on the study and consultant nephrologist at the University Hospital Limerick. Professor Stack, you're very welcome.
Cormac, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to your listeners.
Now, it's extremely interesting, this. You might explain some of your research. What are the takeaway findings?
Yeah, this is a really important study, Cormac. I mean, the goal of it was really to identify groups at risk of chronic kidney disease in the Irish population that we could target as part of a national population health screening program. And what we found is as follows. So it is quite common. So 1 in 7 individuals over the age of 50 had some form of chronic kidney disease. And in older individuals, it was even more common, such that individuals over the age of 75, 1 in every 2 individuals were affected. So a very common condition in older individuals.
And women.
We also found that individuals with common chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension, that chronic kidney disease was extremely common. About a third of these individuals had some form of chronic kidney disease.
Okay. And women, I was going to ask you, also stood out in this research, 50% more likely to have chronic kidney disease than men. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is a really interesting finding and kind of mirrors what has been shown in some international studies, that women are 50% more likely than men to have it. Now, we're not really sure why that is the case, but there are some possible explanations. So we know for a fact that women have a different muscle mass compared to men, and the equations we use to estimate kidney function might overdiagnose kidney disease in women compared to men. That's one possibility. Okay. And the other thing is, we know that in this, in Ireland, that women live longer than men. They have a longer life expectancy, and thus women live longer, and they're more likely to have more chronic illness compared to men because of that longevity.
Okay.
So these are some possible explanations, but I think it's something to bear in mind, certainly when we're advancing a national screening program.
Okay, and the other, you have various categories of people at risk or groups at risk. Those who are obese were twice as likely to have kidney disease than normal weight individuals. The unemployed, lower educational attainment as well, Austin.
Yeah, so I suppose to put things in perspective, Cormac, we knew already that patients with heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension were already at risk. We knew that. But what our study adds is that we're also seeing these emerging risk groups, individuals with cancer, for example, and individuals with overweight and obesity. So cancer is a very important group because we found a quarter of cancer patients had some form of chronic kidney disease. And we do know the following, that some cancers can cause some specific inflammation of the kidney and damage it directly. And we also know that the treatments for some cancers, the cancer drugs, while they can treat the cancer, but a side effect is they can cause some injury or damage to the kidney. Okay. So that's why it's important for cancer patients. We often see the blood doctors, the hematologists, calling in ourselves, the kidney specialists, to help them with the management of patients who are at risk for kidney disease in their setting.
Okay. The research is so important, as you say, because it helps with the screening, the health screening of various categories of people. How will you go about targeting those people now?
Well, just for your listeners, I think it's important to note that for the majority of patients with chronic kidney disease, it's a silent disease. So most people are unaware they have it. They're walking around. They don't know they have it because it doesn't cause pain or discomfort. So the only way to screen is by a simple blood test and a simple urine test. So what we've done, we've identified the high-risk groups. So the next step is these have to be screened so we can intervene early. So typically, most of these patients are attending their primary care doctor. They can get a simple blood test and a simple urine test to detect early stage kidney disease so we can intervene early and protect their kidney health.
Okay, well, it's superb research and will help hopefully in helping these individuals live a healthier life and a happier life. Professor Austin Sack, Chair of Medicine at University of Limerick School of Medicine, thank you very much indeed for joining us.